Good evening, and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIN. Colombia's El Centro Latino works with immigrant populations from around the world with a range of services. Tonight, we'll talk with Director Eduardo Crespi about a fundraising dinner this weekend to benefit the center and PetMo Colombia, which has projects to provide mobility devices to help the disabled in places all over the world where wheelchairs won't work. We'll also talk about El Centro's after-school tutoring program with a student who's benefiting from the program and a mom who has two kids there in the afternoon. Eduardo Crespi and El Centro Latino this evening, Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Good evening, and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Hellwedge. Tonight on the show, Eduardo Crespi and El Centro Latino. The center provides a lot of services for immigrants in Colombia, and we're going to talk about that, but we'll also talk about this Friday evening's dinner. You'll be able to get some really good food, some live entertainment, and it's a benefit for both the center and PetMo Colombia. Eduardo does a lot at the center, but we're going to talk particularly about healthy eating and the health services that they provide. Also, our assistant producer, Trevor Harris, went to the center. We're going to hear from a couple of people that the center serves. One is a student at Rockbridge who was there meeting with a tutor for help on some math homework. The other, a mother whose two children were participating in the afternoon programs. But first, here's my conversation with Eduardo Crespi on Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. All right, it's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. We're going to be visiting this evening about an organization here in town, a Centro Latino, and an event they've got coming up later this week along with our friends at the Great Plains ADA Project. And our guest is the executive director of Centro Latino, Eduardo Crespi. And Eduardo, it's great to see you.
Hello,
we've had you on the show
Darren.
Before, but it's been a while. Welcome.
How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming
in.
You're going to have... We'll be telling folks about the event Friday night. It's going to be at 6 to 8 at the center, and it is at 609 North Garth. And if you haven't been in a little while, that's a relatively new location for them over the last few years. Live music, some great food for a couple of worthy causes, including your center. And I think I want to start by having you kind of talk about, for people maybe that aren't as familiar with it, what El Centro Latino does, what you guys are all about, what's your purpose.
Yeah, Centro Latino opened its door in the year 2000. And since then, we've been helping the immigrant population to assimilate and accommodate to our community. And we provide guidance for resources in terms of health, education, and legal access.
Now, you mentioned immigrants, and the fact is, obviously, you're working with a lot of Spanish-speaking people and a lot of immigrants from Latin America, but there's an immigrant population,
yes,
obviously, from all over the world.
That's why I said immigrants in general,
right,
because the community is becoming really diverse in the last 10 years. At the beginning, we worked with Latino families, which we continue. The majority of our clientele is Latino families and children. But we've seen an increase in immigrant families in the neighborhood. We are in the corner of Garth and Lynn, which is across the street from
Oak Towers.
Oak Towers, yeah. So that's, we are in the heart of the neighborhood. And we've seen immigrants from Africa, some African refugees that have been displaced from war and crime. And then we have also people from the Middle East, Iraqi families, Iranian families, families from Libya. So we have a lot of diversity right now in the neighborhood.
Sure.
We welcome everyone to come to Centro Latino, and if they need any help that we can provide, we do offer it. Resources, referrals, things like that.
It's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. More of my conversation with Eduardo Crespi in just a few minutes. First, though, our associate producer, Trevor Harris, visited the center earlier this week and talked with a couple of people there. We're going to hear first from Luis Mendez. He's a junior at Rockbridge High School. He was getting some help with some math homework, but also talked about the food programs at El Centro Latino.
A place where kids of all ages can come for not only help with their homework, but also to learn about healthier lifestyles. There's a program here, either Wednesday or Thursday of every week, that's Kids in the Kitchen, and it teaches the kids how to prepare their own healthy snacks and they also take them outside whenever the weather's nice to play games, to promote, you know, physical activity, to stay healthy and fit. So it's not just homework and studying, it's also having fun outside and learning how to take better care of your body.
One of the new things that you've had going on here just in very recent years that I definitely wanted to ask about, which I thought was a really terrific idea, is the People's Diner.
Yes, yes, yes. The People's Diner, or Comedor Popular in Spanish, it is an initiative, it's a health initiative through the Centro Latino, and it is geared towards prevention of diabetes and obesity. And what we do is our commercial kitchen serves plant-based meals, which is commonly called vegan meals. Mm. And we've been serving vegan meals for 2 years now, and we do it through different programs. There are two programs that we, one of them we created a curriculum called Conversation and Food, where people get together and talk about their aha moment when they started changing their eating habits and introducing more fruits and vegetables and how to cope with the change. We have a Kids in the Kitchen program. And now what we are doing, and we also have a fundraiser dinner a month to pay our mortgage. You know, we rehabilitated the building, and then we are buying it. So selling tamales is how we pay the mortgage at this point. So one of the fundraiser dinners, we started thinking about sharing the opportunity of having a commercial kitchen and offering a community service and inviting other organizations, other charities to be our guests. So what we do is we benefit both organizations. We benefit Centro Latino because we sell our dinners, and then we ask for a small donation for the guest charity. So the guest charity walks out that night with a check that we write for them with the total of the donations that people decided to give to the charity. So the next dinner, it is sponsored by the American with Disabilities Act Center here in Colombia. It's called West Plains ADA Center with a good friend of mine, Julie Brinkhoff, and her daughter, Anna Guthrie, who are helping with this event. And then we choose the Pet Project as the guest charity, which will get a little bit of money that night.
Sure.
So it is a very simple thing. We sell our dinner for $15, and five of those dollars go straight to the pet project for them to build these tricycles and help people that have no mobility.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Now, with the restaurant, the People's Diner, one thing I want to point out is that Eduardo is a registered nurse and has a lot of background in health policy and in healthcare. The things you're talking about with this diner, eating healthier, the plant-based eating and the lifestyle kind of things that go along with that, a lot of times people associate with wealthier people or upper middle class people, and they're talking about it at the health club or whatever, and that the nutrition for lower income people, that's a big problem, and it's tough sometimes to reach them, and so that's a big part of what you're being able to do.
There is something that we have to point out, that the idea of the Comedor Popular is to bring awareness to people that there are alternatives. You know, we don't tell people what to eat or what not to eat. We just say, look, in this place, this is what we serve, and this is why we serve this kind of food. We give them the information, the medical information. We give referrals to them. They can go see, you know, people if they want to see. But it's not that we are telling people what to eat or not what to eat. That's the main thing.
It's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. More with Eduardo Crespi in just a moment. And you can hear tonight's program and see some photos from our visit to El Centro Latino at our website. Just go to kbia.org, click on Programs for Thinking Out Loud. Now, as we mentioned earlier, Thinking Out Loud took a visit to the center earlier this week. Lupe Ortiz was there with her two kids, Christian and Annalyn. And here's what she had to say about El Centro Latino.
It helps him become more social. Also, there's tutors that help him with his homework. So I know he sometimes struggles with subjects as math and science. And the tutors here are really great. They are great with him doing the homework and patient with his learning skills, or if he doesn't have any skills. But I think that's what benefits him the most, is the tutors. I would like Christian to, I want to see him with his grades. I want to see him excel in his grades and get that opportunity that he gets here at Centro Latino with the tutoring and with the help, even with his confidence. And so I hope to see that throughout this school year. And with Anna also. Anna, she's very shy, and sometimes it's hard for her to make friends, so I'm excited for her to meet new people in Colombia. I think it helps them with, not only for the parents that might not have after-school care, but also with the kids in general. They care a lot about their health and education. Obviously, they don't offer any type of sugars or sweets or junk food, so that's a good plus for any parent that's looking for some type of care, because they care about the kids' health. And also, like I said, their education with their tutoring and activities. They even go outside and they play, and so that keeps them active and keeps them healthy.
Do you notice a difference in the kids when they don't have sugar snacks versus when they do?
They pay attention more. They pay attention more. They're more focused after school when they come home from this. Obviously, when they get home, they're ready to do their homework, and they're focused.
Eduardo Crespi, our guest, the executive director of Centro Latino. Again, the fundraising dinner for the center and for PEPMO project is going to be happening this Friday evening at the center at 609 North Garth. Working with the ADA project here in Colombia. Something else that you've got going on, in fact, your new program is just starting this week, is the after-school programs and some of the education things that you do. And I talk about that, because I know that's something you guys are excited about.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. And the most important message today is that parents have to be very vigilant and very careful with their kids because of the epidemic that we have with an enterovirus, which is affecting hundreds and hundreds of children in Missouri, actually.
Yeah.
450 kids inpatient in a hospital in Kansas City, some of them in a ventilator for a while. So this is a big deal. And I encourage parents to wash their own hands. Okay. And encourage the kids to wash their hands throughout the day. Not that one time a day is not enough. It has to be more often. And remind the kids how to cough in public, covering their mouth, their nose with the arm, and trying not to get in contact with other kids that might have a cold. This is something that it is a dangerous epidemic, and it's happening right now. So that's the first thing I will say.
Good deal. Then
the second thing is that we start the after-school program today. We're serving 25 kids, and this is an opportunity also for volunteers through the Office of Service Learning, MU Office of Service Learning, to have a chance to be able to be in contact with Latino kids, Latino families, and serve at the Centro Latino with the tutoring program.
We're talking with Eduardo Crespi from Centro Latino. One of the other areas of work that you do that I want to ask you about, because I think there's obviously some real concerns specific to the immigrant population here, is legal services.
Yes.
Talk about what you're doing there.
Centro Latino became what is called a BIA accredited organization. It's a Board of Immigration Appeals organization certified by the Department of Justice to provide information and services for immigration. So what we do now, we are allowed to do, is to sit down and talk to people that may or may not have an opportunity to apply for immigration benefits. If they do have an opportunity for to apply for immigration benefits, then we refer those individuals, only if they are families and if there are children involved. We refer them to an immigration attorney, a local immigration attorney, okay. Helen Felix Tatum, who speaks Spanish and has been working and supporting Centro Latino in different ways for the last 15 years. I believe that Helen was a volunteer at the Centro Latino before she became an immigration attorney.
Fantastic.
And an attorney in general, she can handle different cases as well.
It's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. More with Eduardo Crespi in just a moment. But you'll remember earlier in the evening we met Luis, a student who has spent some time at the center, and he talks a little bit more about what he's getting out of his time there.
To basically provide a place where kids of all ages can come for not only help with their homework, but also to learn about healthier lifestyles. There's a program here either Wednesday or Thursday of every week that's Kids in the Kitchen, and it teaches the kids how to prepare their own healthy snacks, and they also take them outside whenever the weather's nice to play games, to promote, you know, physical activity, to stay healthy and fit. So it's not just homework and studying, it's also having fun outside and learning how to take better care of your body.
Eduardo Crespi from Centro Latino is our guest. Remind me your website.
CentroLatino.missouri.org.
Okay, so that's simple enough, and folks can find out a lot of information there, more information. Maybe you've got kids that might be interested in some of the after-school programs, or you know somebody that could need some of the legal services. And then I want to get back into, we talked about it some with the diner, but some of the other health services that you guys provide, because I know that's something that's very important to you, obviously.
Yeah, we created a curriculum for a healthcare workers program, and it is a health literacy, and we work in community outreach. So we created this program in order to outreach to the Latino population at the beginning when we started in 2008. And then because of our location in the neighborhood, we expanded the program to also work with the African American population of the neighborhood. And the program entailed to do presentations for illness prevention, health promotion, in different aspects of chronic diseases that we all share. So diabetes, obesity prevention, family planning, stress reduction, dental care, those are some of the presentations that we do at the Centro. When we have funding to contract a health promoter or a promotor de salud, we do. And when we don't have the funding, we sustain the program through interns who come through the School of Nursing, Sinclair School of Nursing.
Oh, great.
Yes, right now we have two interns, two nursing students who are finishing their bachelor's degree, and their internship is part of our health promotion. So they will do a presentation and the focus group and continue with the program.
I want to hit on one specific area that you mentioned there because I've got a little bit of experience in this. I was on the local Board of Health for several years. Care for lower income people for dental needs
is
so difficult because there's a cost to the dentist.
Well,
and so
we at the Centro Latino advocate for prevention because there is nothing more effective than prevent illness.
Right.
I mean, it's easier to say than done, you know, but we continue doing that campaign because that's the only way that people, especially people that don't have a good income, talking about, poverty, people that might have many health needs and they might have a good income, but the money goes towards their health issues. People that are not insured by different reasons, and especially the immigrant population that they don't have proper documentation. So, if you are in that situation, you have to take charge of your own health and prevent getting sick. Unless it is a virus or a bacteria or something like that, you cannot help, or something more serious than that. But I believe that people should do the best to prevent illness. And dental care, it's a problem that I see in children mainly because I've been looking at the how to explain the situation, but it is well documented that one of the problems is kids going to bed to their crib with a bottle which has milk or which has juice or which has anything. And the moms are well intended, you know, they want to keep the kids healthy. But when you feed kids milk, their teeth will rotten eventually because it's, the bacteria that the milk helps produce is very, very, very harmful for the teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the kids suffer tremendous pain where they have to be put under anesthesia in order to do surgery for them to remove those teeth that are completely rotten. And I've seen that, and it's just part of the parenting, lack of information, lack of health literacy, lack of presentations within the community where one presentation is never enough, you know.
Eduardo, I want to ask you one final question, more of a personal thing. You've got a busy life. You're a grad student here at the university working as a nurse. And yet I know you're putting a tremendous amount of time and have for a lot of years, 14 years now, into the center. Talk about why you're doing this.
The Centro Latino is the way that I can express myself and my professional career. So that's mainly what it is. It started as an internship of the Civic Leaders Internship Program here at MU.
Okay.
That's how it started. And I went to the Office of Minority Health to do my internship in Jefferson City.
Yeah.
And from that, I understood that what Latino immigrants needed were information centers, health centers, Centro Latinos.
Yeah.
So I started writing how to open one of those offices, and finally I ended up opening the office, and it became my job. So as the director of the Centro Latino, I'm in a volunteer position, so I don't have a salary because of that. But I create my own opportunities in order to get paid to do public health. So right now, for instance, I get a part-time job through an initiative that we're working with True North about involving men in the prevention of violence against women.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, it's a very interesting program, and we're working. It's a very nice program. I'm very, very proud to serve with True North in such an important issue, because finally it seems that the federal government understood that violence against women is not exactly a woman problem, but a men problem, because we are the perpetrators. We are the ones that...
That's like you said before, it's about prevention, man.
Yes, yes. So we need to start rewiring our brains and start it at an early age, helping the kids rewiring their brains so they can be less violent in the future, you know. And so that's one example. And then if we have funding to implement another health program, then I might get... some more income in that way, you know. I do also interpreting for different agencies, and, you know, translations and work like that.
And I'm sure and there's now, a lot of that going.
And now, you know, if I want to get a salary as the director of Centro Latino, I have to sell tamales. Some people ask me, how do you do it? Well, you know, I sell tamales, it's true. I make them myself, you know.
Fantastic.
So that's the challenge of this, you know.
Well, we've talked a bit about what PEPMO Colombia is about and the wonderful work that they do. We've talked a lot this evening about Centro Latino and all of the different things that they're doing to help people. And so here's your chance to help them both out and get some great food. There's going to be some live music out there as well. In fact, I understand you're encouraging musicians to come out and perform.
Yes.
I love
this
idea.
In our program, the idea is this. If you play two songs, you eat free. But you have to play at least two songs.
Okay.
You can't just play one. You have to play two songs and you eat free. Okay, that's the incentive for a musician to come and play.
Well, and that's a way to get a lot of entertainment for that's fantastic.
Yes.
It's all happening again Friday evening. It'll be from 6 to 8 at the center. It's at 609 North Garth. Real quickly, if people were interested in the diner and the People's Diner, Comedor Popular, What are the hours? When are you open for that?
Well, we are just open for fundraiser dinners.
Okay,
that's it.
Right.
We are not open to the public yet because we don't have the manpower to do that yet.
I understand.
But eventually, that's the goal. The goal is to have perhaps dinners every Friday.
Nice.
So what we are trying to do right now is partnering with other organizations, small organizations maybe, that would like to fundraise for themselves by helping also Centro Latino organizing fundraiser dinners. We will have another one in October, a Peruvian dinner. Then we will have another one in November. It will be Indian cuisine. And so we are right now, we are inviting also fraternities and sororities that might be interested in doing some kind of fundraisers for their own theme, you
sure,
know,
their,
for
their own service projects
and
things. One of the things I had Cindy Mustard on some time ago, uh-huh. who was with Voluntary Action Center, she said one of the things people don't realize in Columbia is how much of that type of work the students at the universities here in Columbia do.
Well, the most important program at the Centro Latino is the volunteer program. The volunteers are the backbone of the organization. And since the organization was created here in Colombia through the Office of Service Learning, Dr. Anne-Marie Foley, if you are listening to this, thank you very much, all right, because this is all her work.
Yeah,
all
that's
right?
Great.
And I just did the open an office, and so we have, it's kind of, Centro Latino is kind of a lab for the University of Missouri, you know.
Fantastic.
Yes.
The website again is centrolatino.missouri.org.
Yeah.
Remind me phone number if people want to get in touch with you.
573-449-9442. That's the office. And 573-268-9533 is my cell phone. Text me.
Okay.
Unless perhaps I'm in a meeting, you know, so better if you text.
Sounds good. Eduardo, have a great time Friday evening with your project, and good luck with all the wonderful things Centro Latino is doing.
See if you can make it.
All right.
And try some vegan tamales. Thank you very much.
And that is our program for this evening, Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Our thanks to our guest Eduardo Crespi, also to Luis Mendez and Lupe Ortiz, who are our guests over at El Centro Latino. Thanks to assistant producer Trevor Harris and producer Ryan Levy. Remember, you can hear tonight's show again and see photos from El Centro Latino at our website. Go to kbia.org, click on Programs for Thinking Out Loud. Next week on the show, we'll talk about the upcoming Boonville River Festival and Missouri River Cleanup. It's all part of the Big Muddy Clean Sweep. Ought to be an interesting show, so listen for that. And remember to join us again Saturday morning from 6 until 7 for Thinking Out Loud Saturday Sports. Then tune in again next Tuesday for another Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Till then, for Ryan Levy and Trevor Harris, I'm Darren Hellwedge. Have a good evening. Thank you.